Situation. Kind of forget Gene Chandler sometime after that Duke of Earl hit, but he had a lot of good hits after that one. So, but that's one he had right there from 1970, went up to number 12 on the pop charts, and real good sound by Gene Chandler. Welcome into the BRC radio show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And I'm going to get right back to playing some music right now, because that's, if you're listening, that's why you turned it on. We got the Four Pennies coming up to get us started, which is also the Chiffons. Then we've got Mel Tillis. And then we've got the Righteous Brothers, one of their Uncharted songs they did. So, all right, let's go right now. We've got a charted song by the Chiffons called When the Boy, I'm sorry, by the Four Pennies, also the Chiffons. When the Boy's Happy, the Girl's Happy Too. Here we go.
Yeah.
Brothers. A little bit of doo-wop there by the guys. That's a song called I Need a Girl Real good sound by them. That was the Moonglow label. You know, a lot of their hits were on the Ver label and a few others, but that was Moonglow. And they had a few hits off Moonglow. I think their first couple hits were Moonglow. But this was a couple years later. This was their last, as far as I know, their last recorded release from Moonglow. And but it was a good song. So hope you enjoyed that one. All right, then before that, Mel Tillis, Party Girl, talking about switching labels. That was on the Columbia label, Party Girl. That was 1962. He had had a couple of minor country hits, I guess you could say, on the Columbia label. And this was his last, pretty much his last release on the Columbia label. And then he switched over. I think he had one or two on Decca, and then hit with Cap, and had a lot of country hits with Cap and then MGM. But this was Columbia, and not really a country sound. But I will say this, one of the writers of that song, Mel Tillis is listed as one of the writers, but W. Walker is also listed. I'm wondering if that's Wayne Walker, who was a big country performer also. I'm not sure if that's who it was, so I'm not sure. But anyway, Party Girl, Mel Tillis on the Columbia label, 1962. And then a charted song for the Four Pennies, also Who Were the Chiffons. That's on the Russ label. And everything else that the Chiffons did was Laurie label, basically. But this was Rust. And both the hits they had as the Four Pennies were on this Rust label. That was 1963. Went up to only number 95. So it's a song that wasn't nationally known, probably. But probably in certain parts it was. So. Okay, let's keep going now. We're going to start off with War, and then a group called The Feathers, and then Willie Goth and the Love Brothers with a little bit of soul for us. So let's go right now with War and Cisco Kid.
Cisco! so good. To hold it every day. He says she's leaving, but she stays. I know she loves me anywhere. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, my baby's so good.
Came out of 1969, a real good soul sound there. That's on the Eureka label, and I'm not sure who the Love Brothers were, but real nice sound by those guys. And they had a couple of little songs, but they didn't have anything that ever charted. But a real good sound by Willie Goff and the Love Brothers. It takes a whole lot of woman. Before that, Little Blue Eyed Soul, The Feathers, My Baby's Soul, S-O-U-L, My Baby's Soul Good, and that came out on the Team label, and they had a couple more little songs, but nothing ever charted for those guys either nationally. But good little soul sound there. And the Cisco Kid, that's the group War got us started. 1973 went up to number 2 on the R&B on the pop charts, And I've always liked that song, too. Listening to that was real fun all back in the day. All right, we're going to keep going here on BRC Radio. We got Eddie Hodges going to get us started, then Candy and the Kisses, and then a little Temptation. So let's get going right now with Eddie Hodges and Girls, 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 Made to Love.
My father looked at me one day, said, "Son, it's plain to see that you're getting older and should have a talk with me. You'll soon be going on lots of dates as to a man you grow. And there's one important thing every boy should know, and that is, girls, 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 we're made to love. Girls, 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 we're made to love. That's why some have eyes of blue, that's why some stand 5'2", 'cause girls, 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 we're made to love. One day soon you'll have a date and you'll take her home that night. Then you'll find you'll wonder, would a kiss be right? The more you look, the more you find, those doubts will fill your head. But think real hard and you might recall what your old dad said. He said that girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. That's why you watch him walk down the street, that's why the kisses taste awful sweet, 'cause girls, girls, girls were made to love. Then you'll meet that special girl who'll sweep you off of your feet. You'll want to say you love her, but you'll find it hard to speak. This is a time when you'll find it's better left unsaid. Just tell her like I told your mom, with a kiss instead. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love. That's why you watch them walk down the street, that's why their kisses taste awful sweet, 'cause girls, girls, girls were made to love. Girls, girls, girls were made to love.
My my reasons for living, and you won't even tell me why. Before you walk out the door, there's something I want you to know, that I could never, ever love another. In my mind, baby, you said, don't let rivers flow. Each day you love me more. Now you wanna leave me behind. Listen, baby, I don't know what it's gonna take to make you stay. I just know I've got to find a way. Cause I could never, 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 ever love another after loving you. I remember you said, long as rivers flow, each day you love me more. Now you wanna leave me behind. Listen, baby, I don't know what it's gonna take to make you stay. I just know I've got to find a way, cause I could never, 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 after loving you. No other love.
Tempting Temptations out of the spring and into the summer of 1968. Went for number 13 on the pop charts, number one on the R&B charts, and number one on my chart. I really did like that song back in the day. I always enjoyed hearing that one by the Tempting Temptations. Before that, we had Candy and the Kisses doing a song called Together. They came out of New York. There was two sisters, Candy and Suzanne Nelson, and then they had a schoolmate that was with them named Jeanette Johnson. Now, they did have a hit on the pop and R&B charts, went up to number 51 in 1964, a little dance song called The 81. But that was the only hit they had. But I always liked that, too. It had that good girl sound there, Candy and the Kisses. And Eddie Hodges got us started with Girls, 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 Made to Love. 1962 went up to number 14 for him. And that was a song written by Phil Everly, and the Everly Brothers recorded it in 1960 and put on their album A Date with the Everly Brothers. So that was an original Everly Brothers song that he took and made a hit out of. You know, he had another hit that went up to number 12 about a year or so before he did this one, and that was his biggest hit, number 12. It was called I'm Gonna Knock on Your Door. Okay, we're going to keep going now. We've got the Flamingos coming in with a little doo-wop for us, Johnny Nash, and then the Moody Blues. So let's go right now with the Flamingos, and That's My Baby.
She makes my heart go boom, boom, boom.
Boom,
boom,
boom.
Yes, her lips
boom,
thrills me so.
Boom,
when she holds me,
boom,
can
my heart. Go boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom.
Thank you.
just a singer in a rock and roll band. I think we all tried that one time or another, or at least in our dreams and daydreams. As 1973, went up to number 12 for the Moody Blues group out of Birmingham, England. So, boy, they had some great, great stuff. Of course, my favorite of all time, and I did like their songs like Question and Never Ride My Seesaw and Nice in White Satin. But my favorite was, of course, their first one, Go Now. But anyway, that's another story. Okay, Moody Blues. Before that, Johnny Nash, a song called Loving You. They went up to number 91 in 1974 on the pop charts, went up to 40 on the R&B charts. And a real good sound by him. I wasn't that familiar with that song. I came across a copy of it and started playing it, and I liked it a lot, so I thought I'd put it in the show. Of course, I can, you know, you remember Hold Me Tight, and I Can See Clearly Now, and Stir It Up, stuff like that. But this one wasn't as popular, of course, showing there at number 91 nationally. So, but a real good sound by him. And before that, getting us started with the Flamingos, one of their early, if not their first, recording on the Checker label. That came out in 1955. Their first R&B hit didn't make the charts until 1956. So this was just a year before, what was it, I'll Be Home came out on the Checker label. But this one was 1955, and a song called That's My Baby. Okay, let's keep going right now. We're going to do our double play of the day today. But first, we're going to start it off with a group called The Regents. You remember them doing Barbara Ann? We're going to do one by them. Then our double play of the day is another doo-wop group, The Moonglows. So we're going to play two by them, two that charted on the R&B charts, and one of them charted at pop, but both of them were R&B. But let's do right now. We got The Regents going off with Liar.
La 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 liar. La 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 la. You said you love me, you never fall. You said you keep me locked in your heart. So please
understanding and peace of mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love,
someone
to love. I'd show the world how to get along. Peace will enter where hate has gone. But if it's not asking too much, please, please send me someone to love.
Someone to love.
I lay awake at nights and find the world so troubled. And my answer is always the same, that unless man put an end to this horrible sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame. Just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Oh yeah, someone to love.
Moon Glows, please send me someone to love. That came out in 1957, went up to number 5 for them on the R&B charts. It did make the pop charts at number 73, so there's another one that wasn't nationally known, but on the R&B charts it sure was. So that was a Percy Mayfield song, by the way. Percy had a number 1 hit on the R&B charts with that song in 1950. He wrote it and had a big hit. I think it was his first hit, but anyway, Percy Mayfield song. But that was the Moon Glows, Please Send Me Someone to Love. And before that, The Moon Glows, being our double play of the day. 1956, We Go Together, went up to number 9 on the R&B charts, did not chart on the pop charts. So, and The Moon Glows, of course, had some great, great stuff, and they're well worth doing our double play of the day for them today. And let's see, of course, getting us started before that was the Regents, and they had a song called Liar. Of course, they had Barbara Ann and Runaround as their two hits that they had charted, but this one didn't chart, Liar, the one I played. This song was came out right after Runaround, and but that Runaround was their last hit. But Liar came out probably in late 61, somewhere along in there. So. But anyway, good sound by the Regents. Always enjoyed their two big hits, and they had some other good songs along with this Liar, too. So, all right, let's keep going right now. We're almost time to get out of here. We've got time to get a few more songs in. We're going to start out with a little country song. We're going to do the Kindles, and then we're going to do Friend and Lover, and then a soulful song, Eddie and Ernie. So let's do right now the Kindles with Pittsburgh Steelers.
Myself in Pittsburgh, working in a steel mill.
And I was a southern girl whose husband did the same. But he pulled the night shift,
I worked the day shift,
and it came to easy.
Play the game.
Pittsburgh Steelers play a game. And tonight, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Eddie and Ernie, Time Waits for No One. A real good sound by them. That was their only charted song, that only charted on the R&B charts. It went up to number 34 in 1965 and had a real good sound, kind of like a Sam and Davis sound there. They wrote their own songs, and they were both born in Texas and both raised in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, and that's where they met. And they were both doing some gospel singing and came across each other and started doing some R&B stuff and did okay. Eddie was the Eddie of the bunch. He died in 1994, and Ernie was, last name was Campbell. He died in 2005 with a hit-and-run accident in Phoenix. He was homeless for a while. He was found by a gentleman who was looking around for Eddie and Ernie and trying to find out more about them, and came across this guy and found he was homeless and took him to Denny's and bought him a breakfast and interviewed him and helped him get some royalties for his songwriting abilities over the years and past royalties. So many people got involved with that, losing their royalties, but he helped him out. But then he got hit by a car and died in 05. So that's Eddie and Ernie. Okay, let's see. Before that, we had Friend and Lover, Reach Out in the Darkness, husband and wife duo, Jim and Kathy Post. And that was a number 10 hit for them in 1968. And, of course, before that, the Kindles. That was daddy and daughter. Royce was the daddy, and Jeannie was the daughter. She was 16 when they had their first country hit, Leaving on a Jet Plane. And then they went on and had a few more. Then this one was their first number one country song. It didn't chart on the pop charts, but Heaven, this was number six. I'm thinking of the wrong song. This one went up to number six in 1978 for them on the country charts. Did not chart on the pop charts. And if that's the first time you've ever heard that song, it's Pittsburgh Steelers, spelt S-T-E-A-L-E-R-S. I guess you figured that out listening to the lyrics. Okay, let's try to get two more in here before we get out of here. We're going to do the Friends of Distinction and then Nella Dodds. So here we go right now with Friends of Distinction and Love or Let Me Be Lonely.
Thank you. tears won't wash away the fear that you're never ever gonna return. To ease a fire that within me burns, it keeps me crying, baby, for you. Keeps me sighing, baby, for you. So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, and see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
I've given up my friends just
for you.
My friends are gone and you have to. No peace shall I find until you come back and be mine. No matter what you do or say, I'm gonna love you anyway. Keep on crying, baby, for you. I wanna keep sighing, baby, for you. So won't you hurry?
Nella Dodds, Come See About Me. That's her version of that, and she released it first before the Supremes did, but the Supremes supposedly recorded it before she did, and her version was going on up. It made it to number 74 in 1964 on both the pop and R&B charts, and then it was released by the Supremes as they saw a song that they had already had recorded in the can was going up the charts, so they let the Supremes release it, and away went their number one song. It went all the way to the top. So the Supremes recorded it first in August of 64, didn't release it till late 64. And then Nella released hers November of 64 and started going up the charts, then down the charts as soon as Supremes hit it. So Nella Dodds, Come See About Me. And let's see, and before that we had the Friends of Distinction, Love or Let Me Be Lonely, number 6 in 1970, group out of California, and real good sound by them. They had Grazing in the Grass, of course, was their big song, but this one did very well for them also, going up to number 6. All right, we got to get out of here. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you heard something you really liked or maybe something new, or just bring back some good memories. So thanks for joining BRC Radio. All right, we're going to get out of here with our instrumental of the song today. We're going to do The Ventures. We're going to do a version of Apache that they did on an album cut. Didn't chart for them, but good sound that they did. So here we go right now then with The Ventures and Apache, and we'll see you next time on BRC Radio.